For the past few months, the people of Brazil have been following the progress of the War of Rio de Janeiro. That's what local media are calling a growing conflict between authorities and shadowy criminal gangs. The gangs have recently hit tourist sites with machine gun fire in the middle of the night in what appears to be a form of psychological warfare against the city. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The giant statue of Jesus on Corcovado Mountain is probably Brazil's most famous picture postcard. Few tourists fail to take the scenic train ride to the top. And that fame is probably why the train depot was recently sprayed with bullets. The morning after the attack, the depot was open for business. The management was quick to cover up the bullet holes. But Alex, one of the tour guides loitering outside, says the damage is done. This is ruining our work, he says, pointing at the empty depot. They're scaring off the tourists. Scaring off tourists seems to be the point. For the past few months, there's been a kind of hit-and-run campaign against luxury hotels and boutiques on Rio's touristy south side. In the middle of the night, carloads of armed men shoot up buildings or toss a couple of homemade bombs, and then they disappear back into the hillside slums. So far, only Brazilians have been injured in these attacks. Criminologist Jolita Lemgruber says the attacks may be the result of some kind of a falling out between Rio's drug gangs and local authorities.
Some kind of agreement was broken, you know. We don't really know what kind of agreement and in which level, but clearly some kind of understanding has been altered.
Most people in Rio assume that the police have a habit of turning a blind eye to the drug trade in return for relative safety in the scenic neighborhoods. But last year, the city saw a dramatic upsurge in shootouts between the police and suspected gang members. Several gang leaders were killed or arrested. Lengruber says the gangs have retaliated by intimidating wealthy parts of town.
Even burning buses. They burnt a bus in Botafogo, which is an upper middle class area, and for the first time, they burnt buses with people inside.
A Brazilian bus passenger died in that attack, prompting the government to send in the army to help patrol the streets during Carnival in early March. A focal point of the gang's feud with authorities appears to be the imprisoned drug lord who's popularly known as Freddy Seashore. Last year, the state tried to take away Freddy's cell phones, making it harder for him to run his business from jail. In retaliation, men on motorcycles rode through Rio, telling businesses to close or else. Such is the fear of Freddy Seashore, almost half the businesses in town did close their doors for the day. The federal justice minister, Márcio Tomás Bastos, says the fear is understandable. We find ourselves in the paradoxical situation in which the bandit doesn't fear prison. It's prison that fears the bandit, Bastos says. Nonetheless, Bastos says he believes the attacks are a sign of the gang's desperation, evidence that a government crackdown on organized crime is working. The shell-shocked residents of Rio can only hope that that's the case. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.